everybody. We're at the Caribbean Developers Conference here in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. And I have my good buddy, Sean Valentine, here. And we're going to learn about some of the projects that his team's been working on to really help empower underprivileged youth. So Sean, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Cecil.
So why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers and some of the folks that may not know you?
Totally. Hi, I'm Sean Valentine, Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Hidden Genius Project, where we train and mentor black male youth in technology creation, entrepreneurship, and leadership skills to transform their lives and communities.
Now, one of the things that really drew me to your project was the fact that you're doing all of this stuff for underprivileged youth in California, and you're doing it for free.
Yes.
Like, how does that even work? How do you even start with that?
Shaking hands and kissing babies, as we say, around the team. Yeah. Well, there's a huge need, right,
yeah,
for diversity in this space. It's not a secret. And supporting our youth through holistic support, creating an ecosystem that around them that connects them to access and support consistently will help not only our students but any student in particular.
Right, right. So give me like a quick like inside view of if I'm a student,
yeah,
right, or I'm a person and I don't have like a lot of money, I don't have the opportunity, or I don't have a computer at home.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm in Cali and I want to come and be a part of your program. What do I have to do?
You go on to www.hiddengeniusproject.org,
yeah,
and sign up for our interview. We have an open application all year round. Once accepted in the program, it's a 15-month commitment, 7 weeks in the summer, bridged by a back-to-school portion, which is once a week,
yeah,
and one Saturday a month. And then one more summer of 7 weeks. And in that, you'll learn HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and some of the back-end languages like Python, Ruby on Rails, Swift. We're tinkering around with Flutter right now as well.
Sure.
So once a student has completed our 15-month commitment, they would have completed a capstone project, which links, it's a mobile or web-based application, which links some sort of social obstacle or issue and connects that with the intersectionality between that passion and technology.
I think I'd really love to talk about how this has really now impacted the lives of these young children, these kids, right, that we're helping out. So I'm going through this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 weeks.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that these people are doing? Like, what are they creating, and what are some of the projects they're working on now after the fact?
And so they come back and really take their passion projects or that capstone project to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
We have students that have apps in the App Store. One of our students was able to link a deal with Capital One.
Really?
His project was called Cop Stop, and it raised awareness around the connotations around folks of color or any obstacle where students were having issues with facing law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
This project didn't call out law enforcement as a bad guy, but what it did was it was an opportunity for students and law enforcement to come together and educate others about the space,
yeah,
and the interactions between them. And so having supported these type of projects and putting projects out there that would not normally be brought to light has been a value add not only to our organization or to our students and beneficiaries, but to the overall community as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we don't really talk about a lot is how, like, giving people this type of information and education, like, it increases their expressiveness.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, a lot of people talk about, like, writers and artists and art as an expression of, like, you know, whatever's happening with my community or whatever. Like, people do it through music all the time as another example. But nobody ever really talks about, like, how me as somebody that, you know, I might be going through things in my life, I might be living in a particular type of situation, but now, like, through code, through technology, through education, I have a new way to express myself, right? And that must have, like, a tremendous amount of, like, mental impact on, like, a student, right? You talk about, like, confidence and, you know, ambition, like, all of these little things that just being able to be like, hey, I'm gonna show you how to do something, and I'm gonna help you do it, and now, like, I just feel empowered to do so much more.
For sure, everyone has, an imagination, right?
Yeah.
And it's just the medium to get those ideas out.
Mm-hmm.
The pencil to take artists a long way. It's technology, it's a solution, It takes the idea, the concept, and brings it to life, right? Sure. And so coding is the same way. Mm-hmm. But again, if you don't have the access or the resources or the networks that can help you spur those ideas on, then you're left out in a field. I saw a student within our program who has a brother with a learning disability, yeah, and kind of like a mental, his mental wellness isn't as, yeah, where we want it to be, right? And he has an issue with expressing himself. Mm-hmm. And so this young man saw a gap, you know, with his brother's ability to communicate with others, and put together a clothing line that allowed him to, you know, like Velcro strap. Yeah. And so when his little brother's in a certain mood, he can Velcro strap like an emoji face,
really,
right? And express who he is and where, sure, he is at that moment to everyone, mm-hmm, right? Again, who thinks like that? But people in that space, and just given the concepts around design thinking, right? And just, you know, we talk about open source. That's open source code as we know it, right?
Yeah.
How do we look at solutions? How do we get these students to look within themselves for solutions and bring out true ideas that not only create a value add to themselves, but around the world? And it's been a great journey, and I'm really excited about these young men and the, yeah, work that we've been able to do.
Sure. So you talked a little bit just now about like looking within yourself. Mm-hmm. I think another important point that kind of ties into that is the fact that now, after I've gone through this program, right, I'm sure you have a lot of students that still come back,
yes,
and contribute to,
sure,
like existing students or new up and coming students.
Yes.
And I could just imagine what the impact is like for me, being somebody that looks a certain way and I'm from a certain community, but to see somebody of a similar background doing amazing and creative things. Again, like I'm thinking about like my mental state, right, and what my imagination is kind of conjuring up now. I'm like, oh man, like I saw Sean and he's doing like some real cool stuff, like helping out our community, building real cool things with technology. Like I want to do something cool too, right?
For sure. And it's amazing that you're right on time with that point. As we speak right now, our team is getting ready to take a flight to London.
Yeah.
We're taking 9 of our students to London, and they, and from our alum group, those students are trained as youth educators.
Yeah.
And they come back and do our external facing outreach.
Yeah.
So the amount of students we serve, I think we're reaching up to about 5 or 6,000 students served around the world, and,
yeah,
in order for us to do, and we're a team of 10, mm-hmm, and in order to do that and build our capacity to do that, we in turn take our alum and train them up as youth educators to then train other students around the world. And so next week our team is flying out from San Francisco today to Heathrow in London to do work in partnership with Chelsea FC, West Ham FC, and a few of our other corporate partners in order to bring about the excitement to the space for other students around the world. It translates that students, that peer-to-peer training and mentorship,
yeah,
the engagement levels are through the roof when you,
right,
have students that look like them, talk like them, listen to the same music of the same generation, and it makes it so much believable that you can attain to that. And even though that we work with particularly black male students within our organization,
yeah,
having those students go out as ambassadors to the space have brought together and brings together folks from all backgrounds,
sure,
K through 12, in terms of students in school, and adults as well. If you can see these young men who have been counted out by society, you know, that's the context around them, take on this space and become creators and teach, then it'll inspire everyone to do, everyone's ability to do the same.
Yeah, and another thing that I think you're doing, and I don't know if you realize you're doing this, but like your team is breaking so many stereotypes, right? Like that, I've always had the stereotype of, what do you do as a software developer? Like I sit behind a desk and I go click, 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 type, 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 type. You know, I wear glasses and eat Cheetos, right? Like that's stereotypically what they think we do.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're telling me like you're taking kids from Oakland,
yeah,
and you're taking them around the world,
yeah,
to teach other kids.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like technology is taking us all around the world to teach and empower other children to do the same thing. And now they can do it in their own communities or in their own families. And you know, and it's kind of like a paid forward type model, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right? So now everybody's learning, and now you've creating like an ecosystem or like just like a community of of people that just care.
Yeah.
Right? People that just care and are inspired to do really cool and interesting things.
It's interesting. You know, you think about one individual and creating support and networks around the one individual.
Right.
But if you do the same, if you use the same model for spaces or communities, you put ecosystems around the community. You create access around the community. We have partners. Microsoft is our partner. Was our partner in London last year.
Yeah.
And we did great work together. And
yeah.
Introducing. I think one thing that we do great is our ability. Nothing that we've done to this date, we haven't done in partnership.
Right.
And so creating those partnerships and extending those partnerships to communities across the world, again, we don't just do a one-time event. It's a long-lasting disruptor to what is norm, and we know that is not functional and it's not efficient now. So having, bringing our partnerships and our networks to where folks are, inspiring those folks wherever they are has been a major part and is of our mission to not only change lives, but communities as a whole.
Sure, and I mean, and the partnerships are so important for so many reasons. Because again, like, you're doing this for these kids for free.
Yeah.
Right? So you give them education.
Education.
I think you also give them transportation. You also feed some of these kids too, right?
Laptops as well.
Laptops and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a lot of things. And I mean, like, with there not being like a constant revenue stream,
yeah.
Like, somebody has to help you provide those things and support you.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, how, if anybody is watching, like, how would I become like a supporter or a partner with you or contributor to you?
Totally. So through volunteerism, we're always having events and or programs that can take a volunteer from whatever vertical they're in.
Yeah.
You could be in tech and be a lawyer. We have tons of geniuses who have interest in law or marketing or design, legal, and all this, and communications and all the such. So no one is excluded, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your experience, it's your passion. So please get in where you fit in. You can go right on, get involved on our website, click the button and sign up as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're as an org and you want to partner up for our events, we have a Brothers Code event that's annual. We have our Tech Slam event that has become annual in London and in other places around the nation and back in America. But also we'll do one in South Africa as well that'll become an annual event. And if you have any, you know, interest or within your network where you know folks that will want to get involved, please spread the word. That too is very helpful.
Yeah.
Number three, in-kind support. Like Microsoft has tons of educational tools, sharing access to those type of tools so that we can help inspire and engage folks to the space that way is another way, means of support.
Right.
And donation. Donations are always helpful, keeping the lights on, you know, a nonprofit. It's a tough space. Most often nonprofits go underfunded as well. And so helping us, you know, keep the lights on, keeping great talent and keep paying, you know, great talent to do the work. You want to trust us and trust us with the education of these young folks and what they tend to do. So paying the folks that support their work, it also is a definitely help and value add.
Sure, sure. I mean, maybe we could talk to some of the folks here at the Caribbean Developers Conference, and maybe we can have some students come down next year, right? Like, that'll be totally great.
For sure. I was just talking to Hector last night about that opportunity. We take geniuses around the country now and put supportive of these type of events and invite students from the local communities and have our geniuses interact and engage those students. So we're hopeful that next year we can bring the geniuses down and bring some of the local community students from the community and engage them and inspire them in the same way we've been able to do around the world.
Gotcha. So right now, so it's 2019, right, as we're recording this. Tell me, where do you want to take Hidden Genius in like the next 3 or 4 years?
It would be great if when one of our geniuses strikes gold and comes back and sets up a great endowment that keeps the lights on for eternity.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
We
have a few geniuses in the pipeline with ideas that should catch on and be able to do that.
Yeah.
Putting within our 5-year plan, we look to be in cities around in America, in LA, Detroit, Chicago, the DC, Baltimore area, and Atlanta. We've already starting to hire out for our LA site now.
Okay.
So that'd be great. And then again, having institutional relationships with a lot of our corporate partners would be an amazing feat to have. A lot of times, you know, these ideas of, you know, supporting folks come and go. It's kind of what, like, where leadership is, but, you know, if we can get institutional and get folks to believe in this work, and its value add to not only, again, to the individuals, but to society as a whole, that would be a dream come true.
Dude, that's awesome, man. I love everything y'all are doing, man. Like, growth, education, you know, partnership, community. Like, it's all the things that we need to kind of just empower, like, that next generation to be the next set of leaders, to be the next set of entrepreneurs, and to, like, take the society where it needs to go. So I love it, man.
Thank you so much. And if you want to look at any of our highlights of our London trip next week, or in South Africa the week after, or just want to keep up to date with us, please look out for us at Hidden Genius Pro at any of the major social media sites.
Cool, awesome. Well, hey, man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the
show.
Thank
you so much, Cecil.
And thank you all for watching. We're here again in the Caribbean Developers Conference, and I just spoke to my good friend, Sean Valentine. So make sure you go out and check out the Hidden Genius product, Hidden Genius Project, and make sure you support us. And, you know, donate if you want to volunteer or anything like that, because it's a really good cause, and we're helping a lot of kids grow and learn about tons of great life skills.